Billionaire developer Gary Morse was a visionary. He transformed a Florida mobile home park into the nation's largest retirement community. It's called The Villages. Morse died yesterday at the age of 77. NPR's Greg Allen says under Morse's direction, The Villages, northwest of Orlando, redefined retirement living.
The Villages is remarkable most of all for its size. It's home to nearly 100,000 residents living in dozens of communities, spread over an area the size of Manhattan. In a state known for diversity, The Villages, according to the 2010 census, is more than 96% non-Hispanic white. And there are twice as many Republicans who live there as Democrats, a fact not lost on those running for national office, like vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. Tens of thousands of people turned out for Palin in 2008. Nearly 4 years later, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney burst into song.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
The people who live in The Villages say the attention from politicians is nice, but there's something else that makes The Villages special.
The lifestyle.
Bill Gottschalk, president of the Homeowners Association, says what drew him to The Villages was the golf, the recreation, and the active town centers. In the early 1980s, when Gary Morse took over the community from his father, it was a mobile home park known as Orange Blossom Gardens. Over the years, he transformed it into The Villages, upgrading from mobile homes to homes built on the site. Morse was a prominent Republican fundraiser, giving millions of dollars over the years to candidates like George W. Bush, for whom he was a member of the Electoral College. You didn't see Morse around The Villages much. Homeowners Association President Bill Gottschalk never met him, but he still feels the loss.
I believe one of the best things that Gary leaves behind is a wonderful community that we call home.
The Villages continues to be a family-run business, with Morse's children now in charge of what the company calls Florida's friendliest retirement hometown. Greg Allen, NPR News.